This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Aid workers in the U.S. military continue today to try to help the thousands of victims stranded by devastating floods in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. At least 1,000 people are reported dead. Word also came today that a small earthquake hit the border region most affected by the floods, but there were no immediate reports of casualties from the earthquake. Hector Emanuele is with AmeriCares, a Connecticut-based disaster relief organization. We spoke with him earlier today as he and a convoy of trucks tried to pass flooded roads near the town of La Reforma in the Dominican Republic.
We're actually, right now, we left early this morning with a convoy of medical supplies and other NGOs to try and reach an area of about 3,000 families that have been left stranded there for about a week and a half since the rains began. Many of these people are still left underwater. The news we had is that the roads were going to be relatively clear, but they are impassable still at this point. So we've had to turn around and come back to find an alternate way to get there, and we're in the middle of doing that now.
How bad is it there?
I'd say that these people are really, I mean, this is the definition of disaster. This is, these people are in grave danger. Those people who are stranded over there need to get some supplies and food and as quickly as possible.
And you're part of a convoy of how many trucks?
We're looking at approximately, I'd say, 25 vehicles, some of which are SUVs, some of which are trucks, and we have a mobile clinic that originally was supposed to be set up at this site. Of course, that can't arrive, and that mobile clinic is essentially a converted tractor trailer.
And this is as far as you've been able to get? Have you talked to anybody who's come back from out in the middle of this incredible flood?
The mayor of the small community did manage to make it out. He's been coordinating with government officials here and the other NGOs to really get the help to his town over there. So speaking with him, he's just emphasized that when it comes to an economic standpoint, at least this area produces 65% of the country's rice production. So the after effects of all of this are really going to be quite significant, even aside from a healthcare standpoint.
What is it that you need? What would help? What would make this work?
You know, vehicles that could pass significant depths of water, either that or significant air support. It's pretty much been left down to helicopters and very, very large vehicles, like Army-type supply vehicles that could probably cross, and that would be it.
This sounds like a heartbreaking situation for you. You're there with what these people need, and you can't get it to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have all this aid here that has benefited so many people, and we're, you know, we are so close yet so far away.
Hector Emanuele, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.